This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, May 20th, 2014. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Washington Regional Hospice presents the 23rd Annual Summer Garden Party, June 14th, at 6 p.m. at the Fayetteville home of Kim and Bob Whitfield. This West Meets South fundraiser will include live music from Back Road Anthem, food, beverages, auctions, and more. 444-9888 for tickets or wregional.com/hospicegardenparty for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, it's primary election day in Arkansas, and Roby Brock talks to three Republicans seeking their party's nomination for attorney general.
And the city of Fayetteville is looking toward the future as baby boomers continue to age. A new project wants the city to become an age-friendly place.
First, Arkansas House Speaker Davey Carter wants to bring lawmakers together to consider changes that would fix problems with the state's school insurance plans. In an interview with Talk Business and Politics, Carter said the action is needed because programs continue bleeding money.
I'm going to ask the governor to have a special session. I hope he takes us up on that. I know he will. Because it's the state's going to have to get our arms around and make these changes before August, before all these plans start going into effect.
Matt DeCampbell, a spokesman for Governor Mike Beebe, says there is a willingness to consider the proposal, but more details are needed.
The governor needs to see some of the specific proposals for that to make sure he supports those. And then, like with any potential special session, he needs to see that there's enough consensus in the legislature to ensure that this would be a three-day in-and-out special session and would be of minimal cost to the taxpayers.
Speaker Carter says the session would need to take place before August to beat a deadline for enrollment in new insurance plans. One topic Carter says he does not want to address in the session are proposals to impeach the judge who recently issued a ruling that opened the door for gay marriages in Arkansas.
With primary elections taking place across Arkansas today, the State Board of Election Commissioners voted yesterday to send an election monitor to Jefferson County after receiving multiple reports of irregularities. Election Commissioner Stu Soffer says he's asking for prosecutors and the state police to investigate a number of alleged violations. He says Jefferson County Clerk Patricia Royal Johnson has repeatedly ignored election laws, including absentee ballot registering procedures.
The county clerk neglected to use a register for the first 30 days the ballots were available. She called up here to complain about me, quote-unquote, bugging her clerks about the register last week and had an aw shucks moment when Mr. Humphreys shared with her the fact that, yes, you're supposed to have a register. So now in Jefferson County, we've got an unknown number of absentee ballots handled by agents and bearers that there's no record of.
The Board of Election Commissioners approved one election monitor to oversee absentee ballots, but declined to provide monitors in four Jefferson County precincts, asking for assistance because of a failure by local officials to follow protocol and submit proper paperwork. County Clerk Patricia Royal Johnson refused to comment on the allegations.
Crawford County voters today are being asked to vote on a sales tax increase to support construction of a new jail. John Hall, Crawford County judge, says the proposed jail and 0.75-cent sales tax increase are all about increasing public safety in the county.
We've got to the point where we can't keep anything but felons, and now we have to pick and choose which felons stays, which felons go, because we only can have so many people in our jail, and we have, and even the state now has even made it less than what we had before. So you have to pick and choose. The sheriff decides which one he keeps and which one goes. So it's time we have to do something. We've been written up by the state for the last year or so, and we do not meet specifications. So it's a real serious problem, and we're trying to solve this problem by building this facility.
Although county voters have repeatedly rejected similar proposed tax increases, Hall says this time a greater amount of information about the proposal has been available to the public.
We've tried to answer everything that everybody said was wrong with the last issues that they've tried to pass. It was not clear, had no clarity on what they were going to build or where they were going to put it or what it's going to cost. They just said, you know, we didn't want a jail. We'll tell you what we're going to do with it later. But we have told them exactly where it's going to go. We've got a diagram of exactly what we're going to build. And we've told them exactly what it's going to cost. The construction company, the architect that we picked, has never run over the budget, and they have never been late. And so they built 25 or 30 jails across this country over the last 17 years.
Hall says while he would like the public to vote for the issue, He urges county voters to actually cast their ballots and express their feelings about the proposal with their vote.
More than 98,000 Arkansans voted early in this year's primary elections, for which polls are open until 7:30 tonight. To find out your polling place, visit the Arkansas Secretary of State's website at voterview.org.
A Fayetteville-based company is now closer to bringing early-stage breast cancer detection to market. Ascendant DX, a portfolio company of Vic Technology Venture Development, announced it has completed a round of funding that netted $2 million for the company, which will help it develop its patent-pending biomarker panel that distinguishes differences in proteins present in human tears in order to detect breast cancer. According to the company, the biomarker panel, called Melody DX, will be able to distinguish between malignant breast masses from benign tissue and could offer an alternative to repeated biopsies.
The former public relations manager for Sam's Clubs has been tapped to lead communications for the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. Mark Scott, a U of A alumni, will become the division's chief communications officer as part of the division's communications restructuring. Scott formerly worked in public relations for Northwest Arkansas Community College and in media relations for Hendricks College. Mary Hightower, who has served as assistant director of communications for the U of A Cooperative Extension Service, will become the Director of Communication Services and will oversee tactical aspects of communications units for the Extension Service and the Arkansas Agricultural Experiment Station.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals closed out two games on the road last night with a 4-3 loss against the Tulsa Drillers. The Nats won 1-4 in that home-and-home series against Tulsa. Team now 16-27 on the season. Play continues tomorrow evening back in Springdale when the Naturals will host a 3-game series against the San Antonio Missions.
Mostly clear tonight with lows around 63 degrees. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs around 86. And for tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy skies with lows around 62.